Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Let's begin. Fling City of Centerville, home to the Centerville Cyclones NFL team. Jordan Blake, a 26-year-old wide receiver known for his speed and agility, stumbled upon a piece of the team's history that held a dark secret. Jordan, with his lean athletic build and focused demeanor, was always on the lookout for anything that could give him an edge on the field. One day, while exploring the lesser-used storage areas of the Cyclones stadium, Jordan discovered an old, dust-covered helmet. It was a classic design, different from the modern helmets used by the team. Intrigued by this relic, Jordan decided to wear it during practice. Almost immediately, Jordan's performance improved dramatically. He was faster, stronger, and more intuitive on the field. His teammates and coaches were amazed, attributing his enhanced abilities to the old helmet. Jordan felt invincible, like he could do no wrong when wearing it. However, as the season progressed, Jordan began to experience terrifying visions and nightmares. He saw flashes of a past Cyclones player wearing the helmet, enduring horrific injuries on the field. These visions were so vivid and intense that they started to bleed into Jordan's waking hours. Concerned, Jordan sought the help of the team's equipment manager, Old Man Harris, a grizzled veteran who had been with the Cyclones for decades. Harris recognized the helmet and reluctantly revealed its history. It had belonged to Eddie Blitz Turner, a Cyclones player from the 1970s. Eddie was a rising star, but his career was cut short by a series of tragic accidents on the field, culminating in a fatal collision. Rumors had swirled that Eddie's helmet was cursed, bringing misfortune to whoever wore it. Shaken by this revelation, Jordan tried to rid himself of the helmet, but he found it wasn't so simple. Every time he tried to dispose of it or leave it behind, it reappeared in his locker, as if bound to him. The visions grew more intense, showing not only Eddie's past, but foreshadowing Jordan's future on the field. Jordan confided in his teammate and close friend, Kyle Simmons, a level-headed linebacker who was skeptical but concerned for Jordan's well-being. Together, they delved deeper into Eddie Turner's history, hoping to find a way to break the curse. Their investigation led them to Eddie's surviving family members, who shared the tragic story of Eddie's obsession with the game and his eventual downfall. They revealed that Eddie had sought mystical means to enhance his performance, inadvertently binding his spirit to the helmet. Armed with this knowledge, Jordan and Kyle performed a ritual to release Eddie's spirit, using the helmet and items from Eddie's past provided by his family. During the ritual, the helmet levitated, glowing with an eerie light, as if resisting the release. But as Jordan and Kyle persevered, a final vision of Eddie appeared, nodding in gratitude before fading away. The curse lifted. The helmet lost its ominous presence. Jordan returned it to Eddie's family, who laid it to rest with his other memorabilia. The Cyclones retired Eddie's number in a ceremony honoring his memory, free from the shadow of the curse. Jordan continued his career, now more aware of the delicate balance between ambition and respect for the game's history. The story of the cursed helmet became a part of Cyclones lore, a cautionary tale of the unseen forces that can lurk beneath the surface of our pursuits.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Let's begin. In the historic city of Alderwood, the Alderwood Alphas, an NFL team known more for their losses than wins, underwent a drastic transformation that defied all expectations. At the heart of this change was the team's head coach, Coach Walter Simmons, a 55-year-old veteran with a hard-nosed approach and a burning desire to see his team succeed. Coach Simmons, with his graying hair, stern demeanor, and deep, commanding voice, was respected, if not feared, by his players. The Alpha's sudden shift from underdogs to top contenders was nothing short of miraculous. Their plays were unpredictable, yet flawlessly executed, their strategies unparalleled. The team's star player, Ryan Keller, a 30-year-old quarterback known for his raw talent but inconsistent performance, became an overnight sensation, leading the team to victory after victory. However, beneath their success lay a dark secret. Unbeknownst to the players and fans, Coach Simmons had made a pact with a mysterious figure known only as Mr. Blackwood. Mr. Blackwood, a man with no past and an enigmatic presence, promised Coach Simmons victory at a grave cost. Ryan, curious about the team's sudden change in fortune, began to notice strange occurrences. Coach Simmons was often seen in hushed conversations with Mr. Blackwood, whose chilling aura sent shivers down Ryan's spine. The team's playbook, once standard, now contained bizarre symbols and cryptic notes that seemed to have a strange influence on the players. As the season progressed, the cost of their success became apparent. Players started to suffer from nightmares and hallucinations, seeing shadowy figures and hearing whispers of their impending doom. Their physical health declined, with unexplainable injuries and a haunting look of fear in their eyes. Determined to uncover the truth, Ryan confided in his close friend and teammate, Marcus Ford, a wise and observant linebacker. Together, they delved into Coach Simmons' dealings with Mr. Blackwood, uncovering the horrific nature of the pact. In exchange for victory, the souls of the team's players were bound to Mr. Blackwood. Horrified by the revelation, Ryan and Marcus confronted Coach Simmons, who, ridden with guilt and fear, admitted to the pact. He had sought success at any cost, but now realized the true price of his ambition. Together, they sought the help of Evelyn Clark, a local expert in occultism and spiritual matters. Evelyn, a woman in her 40s with a calm demeanor and deep knowledge of the supernatural, devised a plan to break the pact and free the players' souls. In a clandestine ritual under the stadium's field during a moonless night, Coach Simmons, Ryan, Marcus, and Evelyn confronted Mr. Blackwood. The entity, revealing its true demonic form, was a horrifying sight, but their determination held strong. Through a combination of Evelyn's rituals and the team's collective will, they managed to sever the pact, banishing Mr. Blackwood back to the shadows from whence he came. The team suffered a crushing defeat in their next game, but the nightmare was over. Coach Simmons resigned, leaving the team with a warning about the dangers of unchecked ambition. Ryan and Marcus became leaders in the locker room, guiding the team through the aftermath of their ordeal. The story of the coach's pact became a cautionary tale in Alderwood, a reminder that some victories come at too high a price, and some pacts are better left unmade.
Let's begin.
In the vibrant city of Westbrook, the Westbrook Wolves, an NFL team, had just welcomed Tyler Jenkins, a promising rookie linebacker. Tyler, 23, with his imposing physique, unwavering focus, and a humble background, was eager to prove himself in the big league. The Wolves' stadium, a historic monument in the city, was known for its passionate fans and legendary games. However, Tyler soon discovered that the stadium held a dark secret. The older players whispered about unexplainable occurrences during night games, shadows moving against the light, strange whispers in the wind, and the feeling of being watched from the empty stands. The team's veteran quarterback, Rick Donovan, a seasoned player known for his leadership and skepticism, initially brushed off Tyler's inquiries about the rumors. Rick had played in the stadium for years and considered the stories mere superstition. Tyler's curiosity led him to explore the stadium's history. He learned that it was built over an ancient burial ground, a fact long forgotten by the city. The realization sent a chill down his spine. but his rational mind struggled to accept the supernatural explanation. Things took a turn during a crucial night game. As the stadium lights blazed against the dark sky, Tyler and his teammates felt an oppressive atmosphere enveloping the field. The air was heavy, charged with an unspoken dread. In the midst of the game, Tyler saw ghostly figures on the sidelines, apparitions of players in old uniforms, their expressions solemn. The electronic scoreboards flickered erratically, displaying scores from historic games long past. Rick, finally witnessing the unexplainable phenomena, joined Tyler in seeking answers. They found an old groundskeeper, Elijah, who had been with the stadium since its construction. Elijah shared tales of the land's history, of the spirits that lingered, and the curse they believed was cast upon the stadium. Determined to put an end to the haunting, Tyler, Rick, and Elijah performed a ritual to appease the spirits, guided by local lore and Elijah's knowledge. As they chanted in the empty stadium under the moonlight, a gust of wind swept through the field, and the ghostly figures appeared, their presence more pronounced. In a climactic moment, the spirits converged at the center of the field. Tyler, Rick, and Elijah stood firm, finishing the ritual amidst the spectral whirlwind. As the final words were spoken, a sudden calm descended. The apparitions vanished, leaving behind a peaceful silence. The next day, the city awoke to the news of the Westbrook Wolves' night at the stadium. The story of the ritual and the appeased spirits became part of the team's lore, a tale recounted with reverence. Tyler and Rick continued their careers with the Wolves, now with a deeper connection to the stadium. The haunting ceased, but the legacy of that night lived on, a reminder of the unseen histories that lay beneath the surface of our modern world.
Thank you for being here, when you have so many other options.